Yeah, again, so Rashi explains that the machlokes is if Toivas and not considered momenin or not. So Rabbi Lezer's svar is Rashi says, so far Toivas and no momen. Rabbi Lezer holds that this hano, this value that the Yisrael, the original owner, receives for his chalom, gives him like a bialet, like an ownership still in it. And this chalom belongs to him. And therefore he's over by Rabbi Motzei. If it becomes chametz by him. Hilkach, therefore, afilu ofo laboratio. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer says in the Mishnah, what's the Yetzer? First go and bake it. And before it becomes chametz. And after it becomes chametz, then you first call it a shame chala. For Rabbi Yeshua, sova, no, toivis ha no ena mom. Toivis no, it's not considered money. For lavdi dehu, it's not considered his. For eno muzer alo, he's not muzer on this. O mishum pikodin nami leka. I let the benisim mishum pikodin. You're holding of somebody else. Rashi dekat lemot liyat liyoda the coin. Never considered like the Yisrael is holding the challah for pikodin for the coin, because the coin never received it yet. A pikodin is the pshat. I give my chepes to somebody else that he should watch it for me. But here the coin was never zeicher in the challah. It's not considered the Yisrael is holding it for the coin. Since it's the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says again, Leva b'toivas hanoke miflugi. To Rabbi Eliezer, sovar toivas hano momen. The fact that Yisrael could get money, somebody has a right to pay him, to give his challah to another kohen. So it's called he has ownership here. To Rabbi Yeshua, sovar toivas hano ain a momen. No, even though avada, somebody could give you money, that you should give your challah to his friend, like his son-in-law, the kohen, but still that doesn't make you an obilus in the challah, that doesn't give you an ownership in it. Challah is still challah. It's something that you have a chiyah to give to a kohen. It's something you're the Yisrael, the original owner, is not allowed to eat it. So it's not considered like you have any bialas here. It's not considered kiddi day. Even though you could receive money, that's this machlokes. So the fact you could receive some money for it, does that make you an owner in it or not? Does that still give you a bialas here or not? So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, it's not considered any bialas here. Therefore, he says very good in the Mishnah, you have nothing to worry about. Go be mato, go take off the challah here, and there'll be no problems. Amar says, everybody holds Savri, Toivas, and Oreni Mamin. Maybe really both of them hold that Toivas is not considered Mamin. He's even Rabbi Eliezer is Moida, that the fact you could get for money, for some money for it does not make it like yours. What's the Machlaikis in our Mishnah? Here it's the Machlaikis in Hoyel. Rashi says, Loi, the kula yalma toivis anoz ain a mummin. Over hoyo kamiflagi. So machlaikis here, hoyo means if something would happen. Hoyo's new swarm will soon see if something would happen. The what? The Rabbi Eliezer, sub Rabbi Eliezer holds, Amrin and hoyo. We do say, we do have to be afraid, maybe something will happen. And we'll soon see what could happen to make it like it does belong to you still. What could happen that will still make it belong to you? The boy is a shilolo. If you want, you can be sure, like have charota, you made it challah, and go to a chochen who be mata the neder. Like that, when you make something hegdish, you make something challah, that's like a neder dikaloch, it's like a neder, you're saying a rezu challah. So just like when you make a neder, you can go to a chochen who be mata the neder, take off the neder, who are then you can take off challah from this dough. So if Yisrael wants to, he could take off the shame challah from this dough. The mele memoin heavy. Therefore, it's still considered your money right now. That's Rabbi Eliezer Svara. For Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Lo Yamrin and Hoyel. No, we don't say this Svara if something could happen. As even though Avadah it's possible that you could make it, that you could be Mavato, the Shem Chala, you could take off the Shem Chala, but so what? Kol Zaman, the Yisrael, did not take off the Shem Chala, it's still called Chala. Chala is not called yours, it doesn't belong to you. It's something that you have to give to a Kain. Therefore, this is not Chomet that the Torah was Muzer Alov, but Ba'iro Ba'imotze. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer Savar Overlay, Mishum Hoyel, Viboyi Mr. Shalolo, for Hod Relativlo. If you want, you can be sure, go to a Chokham and take off the shame Chala, and then it'll come back to be Tevil. Udi Dehi, and it belongs to you. The Alkol Nether, the Hegdish, O Truma, is Hegdish Biyamiras Peh. Anything that you made Hegdish Biyamiras Peh, by your speaking out, it has a locha like a neder, nidre hegdish, and the locha is, yochol yishur lechokam. You're allowed to go to a chokam and be sure and tell him you have charota why you made it. V'le'eke dibur, and he'll take away your dibur, the words that you originally said, and he'll make it that there's no more challah here. Hilkach, therefore, memoinuhu. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer holds, it's still considered like yours. Therefore, you are not allowed to make it into chometz and hold it in your house, because you'll be over by your motzei. The overlay it. Homelecha safia nami biyantif, kiloi koro lo shem, viafaga diko chodad lechazia, eyes, what trouble as eights in the Mishnah, don't call it challah, but rather first bake them all. Now the question is, if you're baking them all first before you call challah, either is one lechur that's not roy to eat. The chur, one of them is eventually going to be challah, that you're not allowed to eat it, so how are you allowed to bake it on yomtiv? So Rashi, Mishtari the chol chod of the chod ikalameima high lav chalahi, still a heter. Because we look as if a shashi are baking, even though you're baking up to our 10 matzes, each one we look at to say that this will not be the challah. So you have a right to bake it. There you bake the next one the same thing. I eventually one of them is challah. So what? Since the chol chod of the chod, everyone separately ikalameima high ho. Lav chal, each one we can say is not going to be chalahi. Vinami koro l'shei motse l'meifo lo. Hoyo viboy misho lo. Rashi then says another svar here. Even if you want to say the one you're baking now will be chalah, but still there's a hoyo that maybe you could take off the shame chalah from it. You can make it back to tevel. Meals at Rashi kivon yisla reb leza sam. It's time for the chalah hochi shapet fei. Shetiofa tchilo. It's better to do like this. Bake them all first. Mishum rav chede milsa. V'chol kama diyesh lemevet shaper b'loy shum hoyl nich lemevet. Therefore, the Rashi bavon the shayla. The chur, even if you'd make it chala first and then bake it, so what's the question? The question is, how could you bake it on Yom Tif now? Chal yinalarit on Yom Tif. So Rashi is asking the shayla, but the chur, Reb Lezer was saying now, holds the sorrow from hoyl. If something would happen. Now what could happen here? Maybe you'd be sherla nidroi, you would take off the shame chala, and it won't be chala anymore. And then you'd be allowed to eat it on Yom Tif. So that alone should be a heter. So Rashi says we don't want to come onto this heter if we don't have to. Therefore Reb Lezer says the best answer is do not call it chala yet, but rather first bake it. And when you're baking it right now, it's much better because each one you can say is not going to be challah. First, later, after you baked it, then you take off one for challah. So I'll tell you, this is the machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Lezer holds the svara hoyul if something can happen. So if you would call it challah, we're afraid maybe you would take off the shame challah, and therefore it's still considered yours, and therefore there would be an issa by your by your motzi on this. And Reb Lezer holds no. He's not afraid from Reb Yeshua holds no. He's not afraid of the svara of hoyl. Right now you called it challah. It's not considered yours. Since it's not considered yours, you don't have to worry about chometz. You go ahead and just be mafresh it when it's still in the dough form, and just let it stay till nighttime, even though it's chometz. And at nighttime you burn it. Yes. Now the Gemara is going to bring down another machlokes about this svara of hoyl. Famous Gemara, Itma. The Gemara says we learned. If somebody bakes, let's say, a cake or a challah on Yom Tif, but his purpose is to eat it tomorrow on Chol. Let's say it's the last day of Pesach on Yom Tif. You want to bake today, to eat it tomorrow first. That's your kavana. So, you're not supposed to bake on Yom Tif for tomorrow for Chol. You only have a right to bake on Yom Tif something you need today, you want to eat today. So, what's the luck if you did it? Rav Chizda Roma Aloika. Rav Chizda hold you over Nisa the Raisa. The Torah says you're not allowed to do malachas on Yom Tif. You only have a heter of oichon nefesh to do things you need to eat today on Yom Tif, but there's no heter for tomorrow. So therefore you get malchus. Rabbi Rama ain't a loika. Rabbi says, no, you do not get malchus. What's the svara? Rav Chizda Rama loika. Rav Chizda says, yes, you do get malchus. He holds why? Lo yamrin and hoyl. Rav Chizda does not hold for this svara hoyl if something would happen. What can happen here to say why it's muta? Like what? Not really. This is Rabbi's svara. What should be the svara? You should not get malchus. And the chizda does not hold for the svara. Because the old lawyer mean would not say the svara of hoyel if. Maybe you would get guests to come visit you on this afternoon on Yom Tif. And chazilei. And then this cake that you baked, even though you had in mind to use it first tomorrow after Yom Tif, but it's very possible maybe you'll need it today for Yom Tif. Like you baked in the morning with a kavon intentions of first eating it tomorrow, but then in the afternoon, on Yom Tif, you got guests, came to your house, and you want to serve them? Ah, geschmack, now you have the cake here, you take out the cake and serve it to them. So if you do that, l'chura, it wouldn't be an issa, because now it came out, l'maisa, what did you bake for? You bake for Yom Tif itself. So Rav Chizda does not hold for this svara. He says, no, I don't say hoyel if something happened. It depends what you're doing right now. Right now, when you're baking in the morning, you don't have intentions of eating it today, but you have intentions of first eating it tomorrow. It's called you did an av malacha, you baked on Yom Tif when you're not supposed to, and therefore you get malchus. That's Rav Chizda svara. Rabbi says, no, ain't a luck, you do not get malchus here. Why not? Armina, because we say hoyel. We say, Hoyla Svar, if you would get guests in the afternoon and you would give them this cake, it would be considered like this cake was baked for them for Yom Tiv. So Rabbi Svar, even if the guests do not come, and your intentions of baking in the morning were strictly to use tomorrow, and Lamais, you did use it for tomorrow, still, Rabbi holds you don't get Malkus, because you open the Svara Hoyle. Since if something would happen, it would be considered like it was cooked for Yom Tov itself, therefore you do not get Malkus. This is a Svara in the Raisa. This is the famous Machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda. So that's Gemara. Omar le Rabbi le Rav Chisda. So Rabbi asked Rav Chisda Shailo, Levidoch, according to you, the Amr that you say, Lo Yarmin and Hoyol, you do not hope for this Svar if guests would come, it would be considered like it was cooked for today. Abizai, Heich Oifin mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Everybody knows when Yom Tov comes out on Friday, we make an Erev Tavshivim, and we cook, we prepare ourselves on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Is the question for Rab Esrab Chizda, according to you, how are we allowed to bake and cook on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos? Omalei, so Rav Chisda answered back, Mishamaru v'tavshilut. What are you asking me? Because there's an Erev Tavshilut. We make this Erev before Yom Tov. That gives us a hetzer to cook from Friday to Shabbos. For the Gemara, so Rav asked back, Mishamaru v'tavshilut, Sharina nisuru diraisa. Like, what kind of teretz is that? This Indian, this mitzvah to do an Erev Tavshilut, that's not a diraisa de kalocha. That's midirabbonim. The Rabbonim said, we'll soon explain why the Rabbonim made it. But I call upon Midiraisa, this can't help you. If Midiraisa, according to you, Rav Chisda, it should be also Midiraisa to bake from one day Yom Tov to the next day, so it should be Nisa Midiraisa, what's matter of to bake and cook on Friday for Shabbos? So Vishlem, according to Rabbi, everything is very good. Rabbi says that Midiraisa is a Svara from Hoyle. Hoyle means that when you're baking now on Friday, even though your intentions are to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos, but since if you would have a guest coming over on Friday afternoon, you could serve him this food, it's considered like the food was baked for Yom Tov, therefore it's Mutter Midiraisa. Now even though Midirabbonin is still Osir, so Midirabbonin, because Isurim, that's good why we have an Erev Tavshilut. We make an Erev Tavshilut to take away the Yisur Midirabbonin. An Erev Tavshilut, the Pshat really is, like this is the food we started to cook from before Yom Tov. So when you continue cooking now on Friday for Shabbos, it's considered like this is just a continuation from the food that you cooked Erev Yom Tov. And Abad, on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov. So that's a hekem, and the Rabbon just looks like you're not cooking now today for Shabbos, but rather it's only a continuation of yesterday's of Erev Yom Tov's cooking. So that's a good, and the Rabbon, that's a small what the Rabbon will make of. But the Kasha, Rab is asking Rav Chisda, but according to you, Rav Chisda, that you hold Midiraisa, it's also to bake or to cook from a Yom Tov to the next day or to Shabbos. So how is it mutter to cook and bake on Friday for a Shabbos if Friday is a Yom Tov? That's Rabbi's Kasha to Rav Chisda. So he answers back, Omalei, so Rav Chisda answered back, my svar is like this. Midiraisa, really Midiraisa, the svar is Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'Yom Tov. He holds that Shabbos, when Shabbos comes out after Yom Tov, it's different. There's no Issa Midiraisa baking Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. Hey, Shabbos, whatever you need for Shabbos, you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Hey, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake and cook on Yom Tov for tomorrow for Shabbos. That's not an Issa Midiraisa. It's only Yossi Midiraisa to bake or to cook on Yom Tov for Chol. The next day is a weekday. That's when Osir. But when Yom Tov comes out on Friday and the next day is Shabbos, you are allowed to cook Midiraisa. For Rabbonin who the Gos Rubei. And so on the Rabbonin that made a Gzeira. Gzeira, they were afraid, Shema Yermu Oifim Yom Tov Af L'Chol. If people will get used to, just like this, bake and cook on Friday, Yom Tov, for Shabbos, they'll think on every Yom Tov you're allowed to bake and cook for one day for the next day, even though the next day is a weekday. So the Rabbonim were afraid not Stamazoy to cook from a Friday for a Shabbos. So therefore, what the Rabbonim do? Other the Chiva and the Atzrechu, Rabbonim, the Ruv Tavshilin, since the Rabbonim made a hecker to say, no, you can't Stam bake from Friday, cook on Friday, Yom Tov for Shabbos. But first you have to make an Eruvei Tavshilin before Yom Tov. Therefore, Islei Hekera. Therefore, there's a Heker. There's something here people see that it's a different, and they'll know that really you're not allowed to cook from a Yom Tov for a Chol for a weekday. Not only here, Tzorchei Shabbos is different. So that's Rav Chisda's Svara. So I'll call upon him, it's a Machlokes Rabbah, Rav Chisda, that we hold from this Svara of Hoyle or not. which is really what the Gemara wants to say. This is the Machlokes Nal Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If you say this Svar of Hoyel, if something could happen, is it considered as if it happened or not? Let's see Rashi now. Rashi says, Lo Yaminun Hoyel. After somebody finished eating and finished his suda, if somebody baked after he finished his suda in the morning, so you know you're not going to use it today anymore. Like you finished eating already today. See, we see clearly your intentions are of cooking for tomorrow. Before Rashi is bothered by, like, how can we give you malchus? We have to give you asro, we have to warn you. Now, usually when you see somebody baking in the morning, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, you know, he's baking for Yom Tov. See, if Rashi is here, we're talking about after the person had a sudi, finishes meal already for Yom Tov. And now the person goes down to bake and to cook. So any Adim that see him knows clearly the Khur is doing it for tomorrow. So they gave him asro. Is me so Rav Chita says that he gets malchus mishum leisasa kol melacha. It's not melacha here, and Rabbah holds no. Rabbah, you do not get malchus. Rashi says because hoyel v'mikra le'orchem, since they will have guests over, she etzrichem lepas zehayim, they'll need to eat this pas, this bread today. Therefore, it's mutter. So now, Rabbi asked the kash to Rav Chisda, "Hey, chay from Yom Tov Shabbos, Rashi, I love the Amin Hoyel. It's not for Svarav Hoyel. It mitzvah leyorchem chad lekuli Yom Tov. Like Vishtaim, like Rabbi, it's very good. There's a svara if guests would come, you'd serve it to them today. Says so always consider whatever you baked on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. That's why Midirayis is mutter. But according to Rav Chisda, it's shver. So Rav Chisda answered back to Rashi, Midirayis that Svarav Shabbos not from Yom Tov. Because the pasuk says, "Acha sheyocha lachol nefesh v'shabbos v'yom tov chod kedushi d'tavayu shabbos ikru." They're both called the Shabbos, and the Torah says, "Acha sheyocha lachol nefesh." You're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov what you need for Yom Tov, and Shabbos is also called like a Yom Tov. Therefore, Abchizah says, "Midirayis, you are allowed to bake and cook from Friday Yom Tov till Shabbos." No, Rabbanim who the gozer kilo yaisiv eruve tavshilin kadei shelo yomu oifen aflechol, that people should not think and come to learn out from here that you're always allowed to bake and cook from one yomtiv to the next weekday. So therefore, with the hecker of eruve tavshilin, it's good. So therefore, the wild is one din shlag up to the other, but that's the machlekes Rabbein Rav Chisda. For the Gemara Eisvei, I have a kashi now. Behema mesukenis, if you have a behema that's sick, that's a mesukin, is about to die, is alacha lo yishret. You're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. In other words, Svari is in the middle of the weekday. You see a behemoth that's about to die. So go ahead and shecht him fast before he dies himself. If he dies by himself, he'll be in the veil. You're not allowed to eat the meat. The Yetzer is go and shecht it. Now, Avad, we're talking about, it's not a treifa. It doesn't now seem on a treifa. The behemoth is still a kosher behemoth. Like if you make a shechita, cut the simonim the right way, and you make your bedikas inside, you won't find any treifas. Just tell me, he has a sick, he has a heart condition. The behemoth has a heart condition and he'll die in 3 minutes. If you shecht right now, the shechita is a kosher shechita. So that's usually what happens. If you see a behemoth has a sakon, it's going to die. Before he dies and comes in the veil, go ahead and shecht it first. Now, if this happens on Yom Tov, it depends. Just time to shecht now on Yom Tov to save yourself the money, it shouldn't become in the veil, you have no heter. The Torah is only mat you to shecht if you want to eat it on Yom Tov. So the question is, do you want to eat this animal now on Yom Tov or not? So locher is like this, Eisvei. Behemoth mesukenes, you have a behemoth that's very sick. Is lo yishchot, you're not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov just for the sake of saving your money. So it shouldn't become an avela. Ella only kidei sheyochol echol himenu kezayit sli avoid yoyim. Only if there's still enough time in the daytime that you could shecht it and then take off the meat and you have to make mulicha, you have to salt it. Or if you want it sli, it's roasted, you don't have to salt it. Then you roast it and you'll eat a kezayit of it. That's good. So the diik is yochol lechol afagav delay boyle mechol. As long as there's enough time that you could do this, that you could roast it and eat it, then it's mutter. Mashmi, even though lemaisa, really, you're not eating it. So Moses says, Bishleim, the Rabbi says, Bishleim, according to me, the Amri Hoyel, I always say this, Svar Hoyel, if something would happen, it's considered like it happened already. Hoyel, vi boy le mechel, motzi ochel, mishum ochel yishchet. Since there is enough time that if he would want to, if he'd be hungry, and if he would want to roast this meat right now, to eat it today, he could do it. We consider as if he's doing it for himself, and therefore the shrit was mutter on Yom Tov. Ella, but Rabbi Rav Chisda, Ella Lidoch, but according to you, the armor that you say, Lo Yamrin and Hoyel, we do not say this for of Hoyel, Ama Yishchot. Why can you make a shrita? How are you allowed to make a shrita? L'chura, it's only mutter if mamish, you do eat from it today. But here it says mashm as long as you could eat, even though you're not eating from it. So according to Rabbi Chizkiah, if you do not eat from it, there should be an yesed raisa. There's no heter to make the shechita. Amalei, so Rabbi Chizkiah answered back, mishum hefsed m'moina. Here we're afraid we don't want him to lose his money. Like we said, if the behemoth dies, he'll become an avela. So therefore, we'll matter him to go ahead and make a shechita now on Yom Tov. Frati Gemara, or mishum hefsed m'moina sharina nisura di raisa. Just time to save yourself money, are we matter you to be over in avera? The halacha is, you're not allowed to do any averis, even though it means giving up all the money you have. There's the only shalach from pikuach nefesh. Although if the goyim want to take away your life, they say they kill you, or you're in a matzav that you're sakonas nefoshes, then you have heter to be over yisurim. Then you're allowed to do averis. Because the Torah would rather save your life than let you die. There's only three mitzvahs that you're not supposed to do the avera. Gil aroyish, richas domim, and avoid zara. But all other mitzvahs, if it comes to a matzah that you may die, you're supposed to do the avera and live. Mashenki, and here is a question, just giving up your money, a hefsed mammon, you're not going to die, just the behemoth will die. Just that you'll lose your money, for that there's no heter at all to do any avera, like it's brought down Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya. You'd have to give away all the money you own, today not to do an avera? So, b'zei here, mishum hefsed mammon, why are we matzah to be over Nisid Reisa? Have the Gemara Omalei in, yes, I'll give you teretz. Mishum hefsed mamayna, since here it's a svara, that the person will lose out his money if he doesn't sheft it right now. So Rav Chizda holds a svara, goma baliboy. The person for sure made up his mind 100%. Le'echol kezayis. Tita kezayis. He made up his mind, he wants to eat from it now. Since he wants, he knows, he wants to sheft it now. And he knows the only way I'm allowed to sheft it now if I go and eat it. So 100% he made up his mind, he's going to eat from it right now. And v'yesh l'kezayis bosab l'shchita. And the only way I can eat from it is if I make a shchita. Therefore, we matter him to make the shchita, because we nema and we say he for sure is going to eat from it. So you don't have to come on to svara hoyul if he eats from it. If it means, even if he doesn't, but we consider as if it was done. No, Rav Chizkiah does not hold from that svara. Rav Chizkiah just says here is different. That since the person knows what's going on, and he knows if he doesn't shecht, it's going to die, and he knows he's not allowed to shecht unless he eats it, so for sure he's going to have in mind right now to go down and eat it. So therefore, there's no kasha on Rav Chizkiah. Let's see Rashi. Tehem mesukenis. V'roit to l'shech to b'yomtiv. You want to shecht it right now on yomtiv. Shaloi tomus v'yavti denu. It should not die, and you'll have a hefsit. Kizayis li zel kalve b'shulim. That's the easiest way to get something done is by roasting gezayis of meat. Be enough time in the daytime, like it's not the mamash right before shkia. You have to skin it, and cut off gezayis, let's slice and roast it. Then go ahead and eat it. If there's still enough time of yomtiv, then it's mutter to shecht it on yomtiv. It's mashm, even though you're not going to eat from it really. Just as long as you have this enough time, that if you want, you could eat from it, that's enough. Is amai shochit holoy tzorach lemeichol shekvar ochel. This is Rabbi's kasha and Chizda. Poshet mashmir, even though the person already had a suda, he already ate meat today, so really doesn't have in mind to eat any more meat, and still we see here, we are mad to him to go ahead and make a shechita. So the question is why? Amai yishchot jirashio loy tzorach lemeichol shekvar ochel. He already ate his suda already on Yom Tov. We're talking about the afternoon right now. So according to Rav Chizkiah, it's a kasha, how are you allowed to shecht right now? So first they want the answer, Mishum hefsim amayna. V'yodeyahu sheina mutab loyachila. That is the teretz. Rav Chizkiah holds, yes. Here, since the person is going to lose out his money, and the person for sure knows the halacha, that you only allowed to shecht it if you want to eat it. So therefore, goma b'libo, he makes up his mind, l'anas asatma, to force himself. V'la'avar al dayetim, to go over his mind, v'lecho kezayis. Even though really he's satisfied already like this, he will not sit down to eat any more meat. But he knows the only way he's allowed to make the shechita now on Yom Tov is if he really actually goes and eats. Therefore he makes up his mind that he's going to eat. For hevelei ketzorach lekezayis b'Yom Tov, it's as if he wants a kezayis of meat on Yom Tov. And the only way he could eat the kezayis meat on Yom Tov is by shechting the animal. Umishum hu zayis boiler mishkatei, he has to shecht it for this kezayis. Lekula, to shecht our animal. The yeshter kezayis bosa b'leshkita, you can't even take off one kezayis, one olive size of meat, unless you shecht the animal first. You can't just take off a piece of meat, that's even menachai. Und mich schon, wie sei es, boi, der Mischkete, le Kula. Die erste gesagt, was man euch schritte. Aber hoch, oder der Leckel, le Meima, goma, beli, boi, lan, es hat's mir, mich schon, hoi, le Scherwin, und ich suche die Reise. Kivon, der Leut, Sorak, le Midi. Er hat gesagt, Maschenke, in our case here. We are a person in Yom Tov afternoon after he finished his meal. He went down now to cook up a new meal or to bake a cake. And right now, he has no intentions of eating it. Because he finished already today. He's going to bake in this clearly now to eat it tomorrow. And there's nothing forcing him, tell him to do it today. So therefore, he's all there, it's also. Yeah. So this is still, Surah, Machlokes Rabbah and Rav Chisda. So the Gemara Eisrei, have a kasha now. Lechem haponim. Strashi called Shabbos for Shabbos. It's every Shabbos used to bake, put on the shulchan. Lechem haponim. There used to be 12 breads. Six on one side, six on the other side, on top of the shulchan, from Shabbos to Shabbos. Is the halacha nechal? When was the kahanim allowed to eat this? How many days after it was baked do the kahanim eat the lechem upon him? Is nechal letisha? Sometimes it's 9 days later. That's usually. The drash letisha means liyom chi liafiyosim. The ninth day from the time it was baked, that's when the kahanim eat it. We'll soon explain why. Sometimes you have 10 days later the Kohen can first eat it. Sometimes 11 days later the Kohen can first eat it. Not less and not more. Kate said, what's the halacha? Kedarko letisha. A regular Shabbos, week, one Shabbos, another Shabbos is 9 days later. Why? Nefer bearer Shabbos. Usually the Kohanim used to bake the lechem upon him on Friday or Shabbos. And when did they eat it? Nechal b'Shabbos l'tshi. They used to eat it the next Shabbos, which was 9 days later. So Rashi, Nechal b'Erev Shabbos, zu misadru noisoi l'mochor, or l'Shabbos sabo misalki noisoi, hareyo nechal l'Shabbos sabo l'yom tshi l'afiyosoi. The ninth day, if they baked it on Friday, then tomorrow on Shabbos they put it onto the shulchan. And it stayed until the next Shabbos. They took it off the next Shabbos and the Kohanim made it the next Shabbos. That's 9 days later from the original baking. That's a regular Shabbos. Chal Yom Tov Liyos Vera Shabbos. Let's say Friday is a Yom Tov. And then they can't bake it on Friday. So Nechal L'Shabbos L'Yasara. Then they first have to bake it Thursday. And they first eat it the next Shabbos, which is 10 days later. So Drashi Chal Yom Tov Vera Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov, like now Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. Therefore, when did they bake the lechem upon him this Friday, this, for this Shabbos? They baked it on Thursday. Shulchanishi b'Shabbos is nechol l'Shabbos shniyah dainu b'asara. They ate it next Shabbos, which is 10 days later. What about shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah? Hey, so Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash here. Eretz Yisrael. So that's Yisrael, the only Yom Tov you have 2 days is only Rosh Hashanah. So what about if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday and Friday? So Thursday and Friday now, they do not bake the Lechem upon him for this coming Shabbos. So when do they bake the Lechem upon him? On Wednesday. Is Melo Nechol Shabbos Liachar Oser. That's when you have 11 days. The Fishein Adoichol Loyes Shabbos Loyes Yom Tov. That's the Klal. When the Kohanim had to bake the Lechem upon him, they're not allowed to bake it on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov. You have to bake it the weekday right before the Shabbos. That's the halacha. Rashi says, Shnei Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah, Cholu B'chamishi V'shishi. The fifth and sixth day is Rosh Hashanah. We're going Shabbo Edim and Amincha L'mala. Like we had the Gemara before, the Gemara in Beitza says, when Edim come after Mincha, Ditna Noigim Oisayim, Kodesh L'mocha Kodesh. Nechol Revi, therefore in such a case, they had to bake the lechem upon him on Wednesday, B'Shabbos. B'Nechol B'Shabbos Shni, and they ate it first the next Shabbos. L'Yechad Os, that's the 11 days later. For who Shabbos Lav Yom Tzoyim Hu? I, L'Chur, that's Rashi's Bavonim, L'Chur, that's Yom Kippur then. If you have Rosh Hashanah on Thursday and Friday, so the next Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So Rashi, the Kishor, you boy you made them L'Yachra Mincha, because when Edom came after Mincha, in that case, they made really the real day Rosh Hashanah was first Friday. So therefore, it comes out that Yom Kippur is not on next Shabbos, but it's on next Sunday. Therefore, they're allowed to eat the lechem upon him on next Shabbos. Since it's the case, we'll have 11 days from the baking when you can first eat the lechem upon him. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll soon see what the kasher is. Mishnah, we'll continue next day to see what the kasher is. We'll stop here.